right. Now that I have your attention, yes, it's that time of year again. Back to school time. Yeah, I know it sucks, but hey, it's all worth it in the end because who knows what high-powered careers are waiting for you all out there. I'm kidding. There's nothing out there. Sorry to burst your bubble. So back to school. It always sucks. Depends, I guess, on who you are. You know, if you're Lisa Simpson, then maybe that's not such a bad thing. But regardless, I've put together a full hour's worth of back to school songs to get you ready. Well, I guess school's already started. I can probably tell because this place is a lot more hopping than it was the last time I was here. I guess we're just going to get this started. I'm going to start things off with a little bit of Mr. Bungle. Everyone I went to high school with is dead, and we can only hope, right? Here we go. You're listening to Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back. three-time Governor General Award nominee Donna Michelle St. Bernard speaks truth to power using spoken word, storytelling, and hip-hop. Sound of the Beast uses quick wit and quicker rhymes in a performance that reflects on identity, oppression, and what happens when authority is questioned. Don't miss this powerful performance at FemFest 2018. Sarasvati Productions Annual Festival will run at the Asper Center for Theater and Film from September 15th to the 22nd. For tickets and information, call 204-586-2236 or visit femfest.ca.
All right, welcome back. This is A Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. I was Nirvana with their track School off their first album, Bleach. There's No Recess. I'm in High School Again. Shorty before that with their awesome cover of Van Halen's Hot for Teacher. It's off of a 7-inch B-side for Kaput. Members of Shorty, I think it's Mark Shippey and Al Johnson went on to form U.S. Maple, if that means anything to you. And Mr. Bungle started the set off with Everyone I Went to High School With Is Dead. From their second album, Disco Volante, features numerous fantastic musicians in that band. Probably recognize Mike Patton the most, though, from Faith No More. I really like that track because it's it really showcases their Faxed Head side. And I can never remember which member is in Faxed Head, if it's Trevor Dunn or Trey Spruance. I think it's Trevor Dunn. But yeah, that song is just rife with Faxtedness, all the noisy, crazy sounds, which is interesting because Faxted is the song I want to end with. So I got a lot of stuff to get through, and this stuff is just all over the place. So it's going to be a weird hour. I got some Runaways to play next. School Days, such a great, great song. This one always reminds me of that movie Detroit Rock City when they're running through the halls trying to escape the truant officer and they play this song. And yeah, I just love it. So here we go. This is The Runaways with School Days on A Sorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Never ready. After a lengthy hiatus, Canadian indie faves Hey Ocean return to Winnipeg on Sunday, November 18th at a special show brought to you by Real Love Winnipeg and the Goodwill Social Club. The three members of the band each took time off to pursue solo endeavors, but have reunited with a renewed passion for pop songcraft, and they'll bring the fruits of their creative efforts to the city for one special night. Advance tickets are only $15 plus fees and are available now at the Goodwill and online at Ticketfly.com. So get yours and welcome Hey Ocean back to Winnipeg on Sunday, November 18th. Presented by Real Love Winnipeg and the Goodwill and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing a back-to-school special. That was Chicks Dig It with I Should Have Played Football in High School. That's from some album called Double Diggits, but I remember that song from their first cassette demo. I think it was called Humped. So, not only should you stay in school, kids, but you should probably play football, too, because then you'll be able to drive a Sirocco, whatever that is. The Sorrells before that with School Girl Blues. That's a weird tongue twist. Squirrel Girl Brewers. That's much easier to say that way. Local band, the Sorrells. They're a bit of newcomers on the scene, featuring J-Rod of Angry Dragons. Good stuff. Hope to hear more from them soon. The Donnas before that with I Don't Want to Go to School from their album Greatest Hits Volume 16. Which actually didn't really feature a whole lot of their greatest hits. It was a lot of unreleased stuff, as far as I know. I think they redid some songs. Anyways, Runaways started the set off with School Days Waiting for the Night. All right, so what do we got coming up next? Like I said, this is going to be kind of all over the place, so bear with me. I was kind of scrounging last minute there for some songs to fill this hour. I didn't have as many school-themed songs as I thought I did. You know, it's been a long time since I've been in school, so anyways, we're going to... I can't believe I'm playing this, but we're gonna listen to Motley Crue Smoking in the Boys' Room on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Boys on floor number 2. to forget just where you've been. You find a church on your go in. You drop the corner into the slide. You get a house under the tree.
Their critically acclaimed new studio album, I Like Fun, in town. Brooklyn's legendary alt rockers, They Might Be Giants, make their way to Winnipeg to play their first show ever at the Garrick on Sunday, October 21st. Performing with an expanded lineup, the show promises all-time classics that span their epic career and spur-the-moment improvisations that will delight even their exhausted road crew. To be direct, this show is not to be missed. Tickets for this newly expanded show are still moving fast and are on sale now for $35 plus fees. Available through Ticketfly and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Here all year. Don't miss the legendary They Might Be Giants at the Garrick on October 21st. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing an back-to-school special. It is after school, unless you're going to night school or evening school. There's just way too much school going on around here. That was the Ramones with Rock and Roll High School. That's a school I can get into. That's from End of the Century. AC/DC with School Days from TNT. And Motley Crue started the set off with Smokin' in the Boys' Room from Theater of Pain. So I'm going to play some punk stuff now. Browns from Medicine Hat, Alberta. With Return to Horror High, we got Fabulous Kildonans coming up, Forbidden Dimension. This one is going to rock it out. All right, here we go. This is the Browns on Assorted Hour.
Glad I'm not in your shoes. You know I don't want to be so married, I would. You know the ones that just stop the boys in good. Well, the old man's so dry.
Oh, that ended a lot quicker than I thought it was going to there. So, yeah, you're listening to Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing Back to School special. All the songs I could think of that had anything remotely to do with school. That was V8 Wankers with Too Cool for School. We all are. From Foxtail Testimonial, Forbidden Dimension with Little Red Schoolhouse. That one's from the compilation Every Twisted Tree Watches As You Pass. Wow, that's, I always have to think about that. It's just such a pretty cool title, but it's so long. Fabulous Kildonans with a Guess Who cover, Bus Rider, from the Guess Who tribute, Guess Who's Home. I guess, you know, I suppose that's not really about school, but, you know, taking a bus, it's a school experience, and it never really changes throughout your life. you take the bus to go to school, you take the bus to go to work, it's all the same. And the Browns started the set off with Return to Horror High from their album, The Return Of. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of metal tracks. We got Venom with Teacher's Pet from their black metal album, and Faxed Head with Just Teachers from Exhumed at Birth. That I don't even know if that's what that song's about. It might be about teachers. It might not. Who knows? Take a listen and see if you can figure it out. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. Tune in next week. We got lots more stuff to go. All right, here we go. Have a good night.